This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Trump administration is now focusing its energies on ginning up support for changes to tax rates, maybe the tax code. It's not clear where this leaves another major agenda item, infrastructure spending. It's interesting to see the effects of massive spending like this. Crossrail, said to be the most expensive construction project in European history, will soon open. It's a train line tunneled under the center of London to move 1.5 million people a day. Now, that big a project changes housing prices and whole neighborhoods, as Marketplace's Katie Long reports.
London's housing market isn't priced for everyone.
It's pretty bonkers, actually. A little bit out of control.
Yeah, shambolic.
Add in the so-called Crossrail effect, where prices are up 7% more on average in places along the new train route. That's according to an analysis by Grainne Gilmore, head of UK residential research at Knight Frank, a global property consultancy.
We've seen some areas of real outperformance in East London. One of those most particularly is Forest Gate.
Prices have risen 81% there since Crossrail construction got the green light in 2008. Cafe Familia sits just outside the future Crossrail station in Forest Gate. It shares a corner with, count them, three realty offices.
It used to be the further out you moved, the cheaper it was, but even that feels like it's not really a thing anymore.
Laura Knight is a graphic designer who moved to Forest Gate 5 years ago when she could still afford to buy here. Her ride to central London is about 40 minutes now. When Crossrail opens, it'll be just under 20.
I mean, I feel very lucky. But yeah, I don't have to look very far to see people that are in a completely different boat to me, really.
Ride a bus a couple miles down the road and you'll get to Custom House, also on the planned Crossrail line. While rents and home prices haven't skyrocketed here just yet, new apartments, shops, and offices are in the works.
So, what were some of the main issues that we raised with him?
Right.
It's Friday evening and residents are gathered for a meeting at a local church to discuss how new development plans will impact public housing. Samantha Napa is a 28-year-old mom with two kids who works for a financial firm in the city.
The area that we're in, like, everyone knows each other, neighbours know each other, so it's nice. Like, if I'm going to the shops, I can always drop my son at the neighbours.
Napa is one of hundreds of Custom House residents who have been moved out of publicly run housing while local authorities work to kick off a multi-million dollar revitalization scheme near the Crossrail station. She's been temporarily placed in an apartment managed by a private landlord. On top of paying a higher rent, Napa's worried she'll be pushed out of the area completely.
It actually scares me. It's good to progress in development. I'm happy for that. I'm all for that. But when it's affecting our lives and stuff, and when we're not priority, I don't like it.
Local officials say there will be no cutback on public housing in the area. For Napa, that's no guarantee. She'll have to rebid for the spot she lost. As for renters and buyers, experts predict new development will raise prices, which could make Custom House more like the rest of London's market. Good for owners, good for developers, but not at a price that everyone can afford. In London, I'm Katie Long for Marketplace.